So if you want to get people to use your app, then you want to have their friends and family recommend it to them. It turns out that most people find new apps or download apps because their friends or family recommended it. And it makes sense. Think about the last time you used a product or a service. It was most likely because you trusted it, and that was because someone else you knew trusted it themselves. And so it works the same way with apps. But right after trust comes the App Store. And why is that? Well, because most people browse the App Store or they look at the App Store and then they find apps that they like. And so today we're going to be talking about App Store optimization because it's the number two thing after trust that get people to download your app. And so it turns out that 48% of people find new apps by browsing the App Store and 34% of people find new apps because they're recommended to them in the App Store. So this accounts for almost 80% of people literally just from the App Store. And so I'm going to be breaking down the key App Store ranking factors for you so that you can actually optimize your app on the App Store so more people find out about it. But first, let's think about what even is App Store optimization. Well, ASO essentially is just the way that people find your app. The more optimized your app is, the more likely it is to pop up on the App Store and the easier it is for people to find it. And so this essentially will account for more downloads because people will find your app more, they'll use it more, and they'll probably just come across it more. And so the key ranking factors for iOS apps in the Apple App Store are as follows. Number one, app name. Number two, app subtitle. Number three, app URL. Number four, keywords. Number five, installs and engagement. Number six, reviews and ratings. Number seven, app updates. And number eight, in-app purchase titles and descriptions. And so all of these different things account for ASO. So we're going to be taking a look at keyword research first, because this is essentially how you can get your app to rank. So keyword research is basically you just researching and putting together keywords that are relevant to your app and have the potential to have more people discover your app. You can think of keywords like phrases. They're essentially just words that people use to describe your app. For example, if you're releasing a YouTube video, you can put down keywords that are relevant to your YouTube video. So when people search for certain keywords on YouTube, they'll come across your video. And it works pretty much the same way on the App Store. You want to be able to put together keywords that actually make sense for you. And so the way that you could do this are by using various tools. You can always look up keyword tools on the internet, and these can help you put together keywords that are relevant to your app. You can also do searches on the App Store and kind of look around and see what other keywords are being used by app. And this way you can get really clear on how you want to put together keywords for your app. So go ahead and try it out. I want you to do a competitor analysis. Basically, go on the App Store and type in a bunch of keywords and see what you discover. Type it in, see what comes up, and notice how certain apps rank above others. The more you can start to understand this, the better you can use it. And that's the first part. You also want to be optimizing your app's title. This is going to be the most important part of your App Store optimization because it's the first thing somebody's going to see. I want you to think about all the top apps that you use currently and any of the most successful apps out there. Notice how many of them have short, sweet, simple names. They don't use anything super fancy. Yes, there are apps out there that have super long names that are successful, but typically, if you want to be really successful as an app, you want to have a name that's memorable, that people understand, that they can type quickly, and doesn't really have any double meanings, so it's a lot easier to find and check out. After that, you want to include those keywords that I mentioned, and that's going to really get compelling for your app. Next, you want to write engaging app descriptions. So your app description is really going to affect your ranking. What this really means is that you want to put together descriptions that make sense for your app. Try not to write anything that doesn't pertain to your app. Try to be as direct as possible and really spend the time to describe what your app does, or at least try to include some keywords from your app so that you can tie it back in there. This way, when users search for those keywords, they'll come across your app because it's going to rank in the description. And that way, they'll actually be knowing that they're coming for the right thing. The last thing you want to do is have an app that says one thing and does something completely different. You also don't want to have an app that says something different, and then when you download it, it's completely off from what they described. And finally, you want to have visual elements. When you look up top apps on the App Store, when you go into the description, you'll see that they have awesome pictures that they use. You want to make sure that the pictures that you're using are really good and actually represent your app. Do not use pictures that have nothing to do with your app, and definitely don't use pictures of the UI that are not representative of what goes on in your app. The clearer you can get with the pictures and the better you can make them look, and once again, the better your optimization is going to be. So that's what I leave you guys with today. Really take the time to optimize for the App Store, and I guarantee it's going to really benefit you guys a lot.